This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
See, every time I hear this song and I hear that little bit there, I say, In Vogue stole it. Woo, 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 woo. Damn it, Greg. Sports Radio 92. You hear that little filler he put in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl stole it.
You think so?
No, I ain't think so. They did literally steal it, which is okay. I don't have a problem with it. But when In Vogue used it, I was going, where have I heard that before? Because it had been a minute since I heard Ohio Players Fire. And then when I heard it again, I was like, ah. But we do that. You know, a little thing. It's not steal words.
They may borrow it. They may lease or rent it.
All right, gosh, well, we'll go with your semantics.
They stole it.
Yeah, they did.
They borrowed it.
You wouldn't be nice about that. If they want it back,
they should give it back to them.
Well, Ohio players should make a call.
You know, there you go.
There you go. We are working on getting. Have we reached our folks there? They are calling right now. Chief Brandon.
Yeah.
Newsom out at Paulding County Fire and Battalion Chief John Parker. Now, I just spoke with Brandon. I don't know, for whatever reason, we're having an issue connecting with them, but we're going to get these guys on.
We'll remind people what we have coming up today here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, we got Megan L. Hall coming up here just a little bit here. We're going to talk about WNBA season and also a little dream, right?
Okay.
Get ready to start their thing here. Got a fresh casting call. Job opportunities are out there, and I'm going to let you know about some of them. We still got stuff for that Santa Maria, which is the John Madden movie. They are looking for something different because the last few weeks I've been talking about players and coaches and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple lookalikes that this project needs this week. Now, I'm going to just tell you this is out of the box from anything that we've done, but there are three people who are featured in this week's casting call.
Okay.
Debbie Allen.
Okay. She's in town.
I've said featured on the casting call.
Featured on the casting call.
Okay.
Okay.
Featured on the casting call.
On the casting
Debbie Allen.
Debbie Allen.
James Garner. Now I can't think of the third one because I don't have it in front of me because we're stalling until we get to Chief Brandon, which I'll tell you what that third one is in just a minute.
Okay.
Or you can go to Get Cast with Greg on X or 929thegame.com/casting call. All right, we got him. Chief, we got Brandon first here, buddy. Sorry about the disconnection, but we got you. Good morning.
Morning.
Chief Brandon Newsom, Paulding County Fire.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Greg. How are y'all?
We are doing fine. We might have to cut into the sports talk that we were going to have with you so we can get to what's really important here, and that is the just benefiting the Georgia Firefighters Burn Foundation. This is something I hadn't heard about until you told me about it. But, again, let's get this right here. This is Give Burns the Boot. And this is not only just Paulding County, and by the way, we want to hear from all municipalities. Whatever you guys got going on over there, we want to hear from you. I know you say, well, you got Brandon all the time, because he calls us and tells us about stuff. Y'all can call us and tell Sam, whatever it is that's going on in your area, we want to know about it.
We will do that.
But this isn't special to Paulding County.
Especially if you're hiring.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, that too. But this isn't special to just Paulding County. 100, Sam, up to 100. Division. I just lost my page here. I hate that when things go away when you're sitting there talking about it. 100 fire departments throughout the state are joining in on this. I'm going to tee this up, Brandon. I'm going to let you just go, and then you're going to introduce Battalion Chief John Parker, who is with you.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, so what we're going to talk about this morning is the Georgia Firefighter Burn Foundation and exactly what it does, where the money goes, and when we're going to be doing it. And I'm just going to tee it up for John Parker and let him tell you, because Chief Parker heads up the boot drive for Paulding County, and he knows all the stats and everything about it. So I'm going to hand it off to him and let him tell you what you need to know about the Burn Foundation and what all we're doing.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely, morning. Chief. Absolutely.
Doing?
This is Battalion Chief John Parker.
Hey, so the Georgia Firefighters Burn Foundation, they partner with fire departments all across the state of Georgia, have been doing it for several years, probably about 30 or 35 years now. They partner with the burn care community throughout the state of Georgia, and their main goal is to educate and prevent burn injuries. Burn injuries are terrible. It's a horrible injury to have. And back in 1990, the Georgia Firefighters Burn Foundation, they collaborated with just probably about a dozen fire departments across the state to come up with the Give Burns the Boot campaign. And since then, it's grown to over 200 fire departments, actually, involved with this great initiative across the state of Georgia. And they've raised probably over $18 million that goes directly to education and dealing with the burn care community for burn injuries. Paulding County Fire, we've been participating with the Burn Foundation now for 13 consecutive years. And with the support of our retail stores across the county and our citizens that donate, we've been able to collect more than $182,000 that goes directly towards burn injury prevention and education across the state. So really fortunate to have really good participation from our retail stores and our citizens here in Paulding County.
Spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline finding out more about the Georgia Burn Foundation. They are social, by the way. You can find them on the Instagram on IG at GFBF_. Just talk about your involvement with this and what you've seen, the results of the benefits of it. Sure, you talked about some of the funds that have been raised. Talk about some of the things that it allows the Burn Foundation to do.
Well, the education is key. Anytime we can reach a citizen with just a little information, whether it be making sure they have smoke detectors installed and they are changing their batteries at least twice a year on that. Also, education on kitchen fires and scalding water accidents is huge. Yeah. We've seen several injuries of that case, and anytime we can educate the public and just give them the information, it really does help.
Hey, you know, I was going to ask you that when you talked about that in the scalding. Is there a temperature that all faucets should be set at in showers that you guys recommend?
Yes, sir. If you go to your water heater, there's a dial on there that you can change the temperature. You don't want any higher than 120 degrees Fahrenheit. So 120 degrees is the magic number for that. Anything hotter, you may risk scalding burn injuries.
Man.
See?
You weren't expecting to get that this morning, right?
That's why I
asked.
Yeah,
so 120.
All right, what else? Some more information, just quickly, just overall of what we need to know. And because, you know, one of the things that last time I talked to Chief Brandon was one of the two words you guys cringe at when you hear about are space heaters.
Yeah, space heaters are a big problem during the winter. Propane heaters that aren't ventilated. So anytime you're using a space heater, make sure you keep it clear of any obstructions. So if it actually accidentally topples over, you don't want that anything near contents that can catch on fire. So, and try and make sure your space heaters are kept up to date. If they're over 10, 12, 15 years old, you probably need to get a new one just with the latest technology that'll actually turn off when it topples over.
Yeah.
So with the Burn Foundation also, our guys and gals with Paulding County Fire Department, they're out today on Saturday, and they got one more Saturday left next weekend, and they're going to be out in participating retail stores across the county. Also, if you're not able to get to the store in person, you can go to giveburnstheboot.org and donate digitally to that. Also, if you are in person, and a lot of people don't have cash or coins anymore and they just have a iPhone, we have QR codes now attached to our banners there at the stores. So you can click on that QR code and instantly give. Also, the Burn Foundation also has what we call a return investment credit program. So all the monies that are collected each year, up to 10%, can go directly back to the fire department that's collecting money. And we use that 10% to fund our fire safety education program here in Paulding County for smoke detector installations and good fire safety education initiatives and materials. So that's a really good program that we have also with the Georgia Firefighters Burn Foundation.
All right, Sam, give that address out again here, the website. You still have that up?
Well, website. Wait a minute, but just for the fundraiser at gfbf.org, gfbf.org. You want to find out more about that, Georgia Burns Foundation.
And for the next couple weekends, folks are going to be able to see you out at various stores around. Now, are you going to be wearing anything specific? Are you going to be in full fireman's gear? Or because it could be kind of hot out.
We're probably going to be in the station uniform, and we're going to be holding that fire boot.
Yeah,
so give Burns the boot.
All right. Listen, man, we appreciate it. Once again, this is Battalion Chief John Parker. Thank you. Thank you, sir, for all the information. We're going to drive folks back to the websites here. But can we borrow that guy standing next to you again for a second, if we could?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Good morning again, guys.
Yeah, right there. So we do have a question for you. This is Chief Brandon Newsom, friend of the show here, and we're going to switch gears. And by the way, we're going to do our best to continue to drive folks to the website and keep an eye out for you guys out in the streets here these next couple weeks. But we brought up something in our last segment. Noel was ranting on about numbers and people trying to take established numbers on teams, and we got into the Falcons, and so we know what kind of big Falcons fan you are, and this came up. Do you mind if one of these young rookies, whether it's this crop or next year, the year after that, ask for number 2 on the Atlanta Falcons and they give it to him? Are you going to have a problem with that? Or Julio Jones is number 11?
I kind of agree with the comments before that the player makes the number. If a player steps up to the plate and can play as good as Julio, I think Julio should be proud to let that player wear the number and let it go that way.
All right. What's your thoughts on the Braves before we let you go, too? And what's going on with these guys?
Let's see what happens when Acuna comes back. See if he provides a spark that some kind of spark or steps up and a leader on the bench that we need right now.
All right. We got to pay attention next time, Sam, because I know he wants to spread his sports wings.
I know it. But
we got to get you back.
We got something special going
on. You can't let me go right quick, though, without mentioning recruit graduation.
We're going to shut up. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
Absolutely.
Y'all helped us significantly with the last recruit program when we were hiring, and we're coming up on graduation now. So here in a couple of weeks, we're going to be graduating 10 new firefighter advanced EMTs, and can't thank y'all enough for the help with getting the word out that we were hiring about 32 weeks ago.
Yeah,
now we're getting up close to graduation.
You told me that a few of them walked in there talking about they heard you on our show talking about this.
That's fantastic.
That is correct. So second week of June, we'll be having recruit graduation and graduating 10 new firefighter advanced EMTs. And big thanks to y'all for getting the word out for us.
But even between, and it's our pleasure, but between time, if somebody, decides they want to change careers right now, can they go up to the Paulding County Fire and just say, hey, where's the applications? I think I want to be a fireman.
Well, Paulding County and such a good place to work. We don't have any vacancies right now. We are full, and that's a great thing. It's been a long time since we've had all of our positions full, but we will be hiring in the future, of course. Chief Brubaker's doing great things here. We're moving forward. We will be hiring again in the future. I would expect somewhere towards the end of the year, first of next year, we'll be doing another hiring process, and we'll definitely reach out and see if we can get the word out to 92.9 and Sam and Greg.
Oh, you are always welcome here, Chief. Listen, you guys, thank you once again. It is called Give Burns the Boot. Mm-hmm. And again, you can check out the website, but this is all to benefit the Georgia Firefighters Burn Foundation. As I was corrected, 200, not 100, over 200 fire departments are taking part in this, and this is a wonderful boot drive. And want to thank Battalion Chief John Parker and, of course, our friend Chief Brandon Newsom from Paulding County Fire coming on here this morning. You guys have a good day, man, and thanks as always.
Y'all too. See y'all.
There you go.
All right.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.